This feed is protected by a Creative Commons license to support the interests of the artists.
And this is Eclectic Mix, show number 52. Hello everyone, this is George, your host. In the past, we've played the music of Antonio Vivaldi, who died in 1741. Well, that was certainly a long time ago, but for this show, we're going to step even further back, hundreds of years, to the medieval and Renaissance times. Now, this is anything but crank-it-up music. This is music to listen to on a personal basis. So unless you're driving, sit back and close your eyes and imagine you're sitting under a tree in the springtime with some friends, eating fruit and cheese and sipping on a glass of wine while I play Madame Trope Vous Me Prenez by Duc Bourgeoisie. The music of Johann Sebastian Bach was still many years in the future, and for those of you who didn't spend time studying musical theory, I can tell you that he wrote the rules, if you will, that we still follow today for the music we're accustomed to hearing. You'll need to search far and wide to find an indie rock group that shed the structures he established. So, what came before Bach? Well, that's what makes this music so interesting on a melodic and harmonic level, and that's what I'd like you to listen for. Your standard major and minor keys, you know, like on the piano when you start with the note C and play all the white notes, those were not necessarily the only keys in the composer's quill. For us today, this can make for some very interesting melodies, and we may not be accustomed to hearing things in this particular manner. In some respects, it's a step towards modern music. The artists you're hearing are truly wonderful, a couple who call themselves Asteria. It's no surprise that they won the first Unicorn Prize for Medieval and Renaissance Music in October 2004. Eric Redlinger is flawless on the lute with an expertise that makes his playing sound completely effortless. Following graduation from Middlebury College, Eric spent several years immersing himself in the European musical archives of The Hague, Basel, and Marburg. During this time, he also did postgraduate studies in composition and musicology at the Frankfurt Conservatory of Music and studied medieval lute with Crawford Young and voice with Richard Levitt at the Scala. Sylvia Ryan is the soprano whose voice flows like a stream over those high notes. She brings to the partnership not only her soprano, but also a strong dramatic connection with the audience, gained from a professional career in musical theater. She starred internationally as Christine in The Phantom of the Opera and on Broadway as Joanna in Sweeney Todd under the direction of Stephen Sondheim, Harold Prince, and Susan Shulman. They first connected through singing with John Hetland's Renaissance Street Singers, a group that brings a cappella 15th and 16th century music to New York City sidewalks and parks. The pair immediately discovered their mutual interest in earlier repertoire and began meeting regularly to work on late medieval pieces, gradually developing their passionate approach to music. At the time this music was created and performed, large orchestras and choirs didn't exist, nor did the modern concept of a concert. Period documents often mention individual songs as being performed by one or two performers as a diversion on a larger program of entertainment at banquets and other social settings at court. Small, mixed ensembles of voices and instruments were common, with lute and harp being among the favorite accompanying instruments. The chansons on Asteria's debut album are gathered from compositions which were likely performed in the courts of the Dukes of Burgundy at the height of their reign and cultural influence during the mid to late 15th century. So let's hear some more and listen to the melodies that were created before the rules to which we're accustomed these days. The three we're going to hear are called Virgenbella, and then with Eric adding his voice to the next two, Tant est mignon ma pense, and Neige ne dors, all by Guillaume de Fay. Thank you. Asteria. The music you're listening to can be found at Magnatune.com, my favorite label. It's my favorite for a number of reasons. For one, they split the purchase directly with the artists, something you'll not find with the old style labels, that's for sure. Also, while you can download the MP3s, you're also given the choice to download lossless copies so that you can get the highest quality possible. You tell them how much you're going to pay, so determining the value is really up to you. And if that's not enough reason, after making the purchase, they tell you that you can share the download information with three other people. Magnatune.com, folks, support these fine artists and the non-rootkit way of doing things. If you subscribe to this show, then you got it on Friday instead of Saturday as usual. That's because I'm now on vacation. Each year I take a week off or so and travel around watching as many minor league baseball games as I possibly can. Now this year I'm going to start in Virginia, going down to Danville and Pulaski, and then I'll head up to West Virginia, attending games in Princeton, Bluefield, and Charleston. If you're at any game in any of these places and you see some guy wearing a blue Hickory Crawdad's cap. Well, tap him on the shoulder and he just might end up buying you a beer. Now, two things with this. The first is that I take a panoramic shot during the game and add it to my photographic website. So far, I've got 19 images on the page, and when I return, I hope to add some more. So you can see them by going to glsmyth.com, glsmyth.com, and then just click on projects and then ballparks. The other thing is that those who have emailed me in the past know that I respond rather quickly, but over this coming week, if you send me an email, it might take a bit of time for me to get back to you, since I'm not sure of what the internet access is going to be like after I take my hat off for the night. Yeah, I could have skipped a week with the show, but I don't do things like that. So I'd like to thank you so much for listening. Perhaps you haven't really heard music from this time, and if you've gotten this far, then you've opened your mind to yet another musical possibility. Well done. As always, links to all the other shows can be found at eclecticmix.com, and since I know for a fact that I've butchered some of the pronunciation during this show, at least the proper spelling will be in the show notes there. And also, as always, I'm just on the other side of your email going to eclecticmix@gmail.com. So we'll end up with two pieces by Giles Binchois, an extended composition called Duel Anglaisois, and a piece for lute, Jamais Tant. See ya!
Oh, This podcast brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcasting made easy. For more information about Liberated Syndication, visit libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
And we prohibit the internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.